Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and here until 2 o'clock. And, I don't know how to say this. I'm joined in the studio today with that right-wing radical Trump supporter that you probably heard in the last half hour, Pastor John Lutz of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio. And I originally was going to have Dion Elmore, the Chief Communications Officer, National Day of Prayer Task Force. I met him last Monday in Cleveland, and he is hopefully going to be joining me Sunday night. He had something come up, and so we kind of rescheduled here a few minutes ago, and we're going to be talking about the aftermath of the Republican National Convention, the upcoming Democrat National Convention in Philadelphia, and the importance of prayer for our country. And I'm glad to have Pastor Lutz on the program with me. Welcome, John.
Well, thanks for letting me stay here with you.
Kind of
I figured
last
you're
going
to correct me after all the comments there, since I guess I went all in with Donald. But thanks for having me.
No, I'm glad you could stay, because I wanted to talk about this, and really this works out good, because you were on the streets. I was there with you one day on Tuesday, and then I had the opportunity, I still can't hardly believe this worked out, I had the opportunity to be actually inside the convention on Wednesday, and let me tell you, I got my money's worth out of that. Yeah. Didn't cost me anything for the ticket.
Sure.
But I got there about noon. I didn't leave until midnight.
Oh, really?
I thought, I got the ticket to go in. I got one day. I'm going to be here the whole time.
Make the most of it. Yeah.
And I got in there, wandered around, and let me tell you, it just, you felt so secure while you were in there. The layers of security that you had to go to. I met the friendliest dog as I was coming in. He just was all over me and just wagging his tail.
He wasn't barking, was he?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No, not after he had me on the ground.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
No.
Right.
But I just want to say how blessed we have been this past week to see not only the Cleveland Police Department come together and Chief Calvin Williams. You were talking about him on the program earlier before us, and I think that he really made a difference. The prayer, I saw pictures of him praying with people, praying with protesters.
Yeah.
And everywhere you turned, it was the police presence that was there, that you could see, that you couldn't see, Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, who knows who was there.
Yeah.
And they were all over the place. When we were passing out the welcome packets on Tuesday, when I was out there with you, you saw them everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was impressive, wasn't it? And the people interacting with them.
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I think with the climate, the way the country is right now, I think, you know, people were certainly more attentive to the police, more cordial, but they were just as much to us. I mean, it was really the interactions with them. I think they probably heard thank you for a lot, you know, from a lot of people. But they, you know, they were always receiving. I had one when we were leaving yesterday. We were walking back to the church bus, putting everything in there. And one of the policemen guarding the building right there on the corner of 9th and Lakeside, he comes up to us and goes, "Hey, you guys look a little hot. You guys need some water?" You know, and I thought to myself, you know, here they are trying to be a blessing, and we're trying to give it to them all week long. You know, I heard somebody say this morning, I don't remember what it was on the radio. It really felt like an atmosphere of love in a
space. Yes, I heard that too.
You know, it really was because people were kind and cordial. They were concerned for one another. And there was absolutely in 4 days' times, 10 hours being out there total with everything, not one bad interaction with people. Now, not everybody accepted everything. Not everybody took our literature. Mm-hmm. But we had one conversation after another.
Right.
Whether it was a radio personality, Chris Wallace comes by and his wife took one of the packets, and Dennis Kucinich came by, and then other liberal factions and police. And it was just incredible. I'm so glad that we went down there and got to see it for ourselves. Mine Absolutely. Eye affecteth my heart. And it was just incredible to be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad that I got out there. I had hoped to be out there last Monday, but the RNC had a pastor's briefing, and I was able to get in with that. And it was kind of funny. I'm sitting there, and Pastor Kevin Folger, one of the largest independent Baptist churches in Ohio, and also a pastor at Mansfield Baptist Temple, again, one of the largest independent Baptist churches in Ohio, and me. One of the smallest independent Baptist churches in Ohio.
That's true.
I mean, what am I doing here? And the guy in charge of it, Chad Connolly, asked if I was going to the convention. I said, well, I'm going to be down there because I was going to be down with you.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I might be able to get you a ticket. And
that was amazing.
I was like pinching myself. Is that wow? But
that was amazing.
But able to get in, and I can also attest to what was going on in the inside. I talked with a number of delegates and things inside, and some media people, and they were all talking about how welcoming Cleveland was, and how wonderful things were. And in just a moment, we do have a caller calling in. I'll get to Nancy. Hold on there a minute. We'll get to you in just a moment. But I had an opportunity on Wednesday morning, because I just kind of wandered around. I said, I got there at 12 and stayed till midnight. I got my use out of that pass. I wandered around. I was up around Media Row, and they were just packed in there like sardines. I don't know how they were able to do everything. And then wandered around outside, and it just... it was just incredible, the law enforcement presence, and then you could see the helicopters going overhead and all this stuff going on, and it just, but more than that, it was that I believe they, if I'm being overly melodramatic or super spiritual here, but I think it was the hand of God was over this area. Sure. There were people praying for it. I went down on Monday. A lot of the listeners know Chris Long at the Ohio Christian Alliance. He called me up and wanted me to go down and pray with him. And we walked around the whole Quicken Loans Arena and Public Square and all of that on Monday before the convention. And then, of course, there was a big prayer service at the Wolstein Center on Saturday before. And then, again, I can't say enough good about Chief Williams at Cleveland Police. He was putting out a call for churches to pray. Here on AM 1220, The Word, they had pastors' prayers that they were... broadcasting, and there were churches and people all around this area praying for this convention, and not just here, but around the country were praying for this convention, and hey, prayers were answered.
Amen.
Want to share one thing here, and I'm going to get Nancy up here on the phone too. While I was walking around, I got interviewed, of all people, by Al Jazeera.
That didn't go real well.
it was sort of a millennial Al Jazeera internet group called AJ Plus. So I looked them up online. The AJ stands for Al Jazeera. They introduced themselves as AJ Plus Media Network or something like that.
Yeah.
And asked if I would mind. And they had a series of pictures like, they had Elizabeth Warren and Rosie O'Donnell, Bill Clinton, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, different ones. And they said, can you say something positive about these pictures? When they showed me Hillary Clinton, I said, well, I'm positive she should be in jail. And they kind of were reacting to that like in disbelief. And they tried to say something along the lines of, as a 60-plus-year-old grandmother, I'm thinking, the woman's 70, and she's saying 60-plus. I guess she wasn't sure how old she was. And a 60-plus grandmother, don't you think she might have got a little confused over some of this stuff? And I said, look, I had the type of security clearance she has when I was in the Air Force. You don't get that type of a clearance if you're incompetent.
Yeah.
If you're incompetent, you'll never get that clearance, or you'll lose it if you do.
Right. Yeah.
And she should be in jail. And so they wanted me to say something good. So I said she's good at staying out of jail. After I got done, one of the Secret Service agents came up to me and said, "I heard your answer and I liked it." They didn't like it, but I liked it. So, you know, you never can tell what happens. Yeah, that was the only interview I got.
Yeah.
I did talk with one media lady. She was just taking a break from Media Row, and she made an interesting observation, and I had to agree with her. It was kind of ironic. She looks over at Progressive Field, where they had this thing called the Freedom Market, and they had some vendors and stuff over there, different things. And she goes, "Look, it's the Republican National Convention at Progressive Field, and there's left wing right there." I said, "That is kind of a mixed metaphor, isn't it?" But it was a lot of fun, and a lot of people praying for us. I had hoped to be able to hand out some of those welcome packets inside the convention, but security, it wasn't possible to do that. But did leave a few tracks here and there. So talked to a few people. American Samoan delegation, I knew two people.
Oh, did you get there to meet them?
They were down on the floor, and earlier on, there's pictures on Facebook. I'm trying to get them up on our website at livewithpastoral.com. Earlier on, I wandered all around the floor. I was down right by the stage when Ted Cruz came in to do a sound check, when Newt Gingrich and his wife came in to do their sound check, a number of people. But then after a certain point, they blocked off the floor. I didn't have the floor pass.
Yeah.
Only delegates and media and certain people could go down there.
Yeah.
So I was up in the nosebleed section.
Yeah.
It was very interesting, like you said, to see firsthand democracy in action.
Yeah.
To see our people coming together, and I don't want to get to Nancy here, but I do have to mention Ted Cruz. You know, I don't know what he was thinking. He could have easily said something to the effect of, "Join me with me to defeat Hillary Clinton in November as I fulfill my pledge to support the nomination of my party."
Yeah.
He would have been carried out of there on people's shoulders.
Yeah.
And he could have even added, "Donald and I have had our personal differences, but now's the time to put aside personal animosities and rise above them for the good of our country."
Yeah.
The man committed political suicide, in my
opinion. I think so. I mean, my daughter, who is so inexperienced at this kind of she looked at it and said, it was a bad look.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, you know, I always attributed to, like, I grew up, played a lot of sports growing up. And so, you know, we would play tournaments every weekend. And we had maybe different teams, like, from our city. Maybe we'd have four teams in the same tournament. Well, as soon as the other three teams got knocked out, you were there supporting the fourth team because you still wanted your team to win, and I really sensed it, he grandstanded to me, and like you said, even through the television, he had that crowd in the palm of his hands.
Yes,
and then as soon as he said that, I mean, that was it. It was over.
Energy changed.
Oh yeah. Well,
positive,
you were there.
Negative.
I mean, you
could just feel it. It was palpable.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I to witness something like that. And like I said, he could have rose above it.
Yeah.
The man is supposed to be a born again Christian. It's a Christian thing to do, to forgive your enemies and for the good of the country. I mean, the worst thing, in my opinion, is that we could have Hillary Clinton become president of this country.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that we stand for as born again believers, she's against.
Absolutely.
She is the most ungodly, wicked, corrupt person I think that's ever run for this office.
And it's evident. I mean, it's you know, I think you have such polar opposite candidates. And but here's what I want to say about Cruz. Cruz is now the scapegoat.
Oh, yes.
If Donald Trump does not win, it will be blamed on Ted Cruz, because they will say he divided the vote and the people will not forgive him.
Yes.
Or if they do, they won't trust him.
That's right.
That, you know, forgiveness and trust, I know, are two different things.
Yeah.
And you can forgive somebody, but it doesn't mean you're going to trust them again.
If the neighborhood's dog bites you when you go into their yard, you can forgive the dog, but you'll remember it.
Exactly. And so they are two different parallels. But
right.
I think he put himself in a very, very bad spot.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Maybe long term. I mean, he might have cost himself re-election even in the Senate.
Absolutely. And like I said, it was his. He could have been Donald Trump's first appointment to the Supreme Court very easily.
Yep.
Very easily, but he just sort of threw it all away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually interviewed on a Tampa station that we're on, Faith Talk 510 WTBN, I believe is the call letters. Hope I got that right. Yeah. But and they asked me about John Kasich, governor of Ohio as well, who wouldn't go to the convention. There's another guy who insisted that Donald Trump sign the pledge list a year ago.
Yeah.
And he claims to be a Christian.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't, he won't back him. He wouldn't even show up at the convention. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we could go on about this for a whole time, but Nancy is calling in from Euclid, and I know that I think she might have been involved a little bit with some of the John and Romans as well. Nancy, welcome to the program today.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. I was fascinated to hear all the details about your involvement with the National Republican.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was a real blessing. It was a God thing. I don't know how I got there to this day.
Amazing. I mean, you know, first of all, that you walked around in that area like that Monday before the convention, and then you had that prayer vigil over at the Wohlstein Center at Cleveland State.
Yeah, now I did not get to that one myself, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But anyhow, what I wanted to comment on is about the John Romans booklet.
Mm-hmm.
And I did do a lot of talking about going down there myself. It just didn't work out with the rides. But I did find out after the second day that it was perfectly safe. So that was not the issue. That was
yes.
my issue.
In fact, you called me. Remember, we talked about this on the air.
Yes.
And
I'm totally convinced
that
it was safe. My problem was just working out a ride going down there.
Yeah.
But Pastor Andy had a good idea. You know, he was involved with those John Romans books and, you know, the collation of them and then passing them out down to the convention. But then he put in the church bulletin the last two Sundays, even if you don't go down to the convention, you can pass them out anywhere, anytime, anybody.
Right.
That's what I did. And I had so much fun passing them out just all over the place. I go to two different swimming pools, and I just passed them out to a lot of people witnessing to them. They were very willing to take them. And this one young man that I never talked to before, he was guarding, he was welcoming people into the memorial pool there where I was swimming yesterday. And he was by himself, and I had a chance to witness to him for 45 minutes. He's a young Catholic man. And it was so exciting, and he was very willing to take the, you know, John Romans packet, and he said, oh, can I take one for my grandmother? Hmm. And he's Catholic, and his grandmother has been taking him occasionally to a really good Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the most exciting. But the different people that I witnessed to, and some of them absolute strangers, like in the parking lot at Wendy's or McDonald's, just anywhere, it was just such a joy to have those wonderful packets, and I still have a lot of them left. And I think, you know, I'm just so inspired to even just pass out ordinary Bible tracts more than before, because I did tell you about my near brush to death
a few days ago
when a semi truck hit me, and I would definitely, I think if it hadn't been for divine intervention, I would be in heaven right now.
Yeah.
So I just really appreciate the fact that I am alive, but of course, more than that, that I'm saved.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Nancy, I appreciate that you were passing out those John and Romans, and I want to point out, too, that some of them might make their way to the Summit County Fair next week. Because
Lakewood Community Festival in September, too.
There you go. And just to want to let everybody know, too, our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, we've got our booth again at the Summit County Fair this year, and that starts on Tuesday. And so that's going to be an exciting week. I'm going to be there at our booth and encourage people, if you want to check out the Summit County Fair, stop by our booth. And the Summit County Fair is located in Talmadge, Ohio, on Route 91 Route 91 and Howe Avenue. If you go down Route 8, you can get off at Howe Avenue and go over to Talmadge from there, the Summit County Fairgrounds in Talmadge, Ohio. And we have a booth there just as people come in the entrance, and we were using a board last year, which we've kind of upgraded a little bit, and some tracks that go along with it, Three Things God Cannot Do. And We get a lot of questions, and we had last year, it was interesting, one a teenage girl who was at a booth further down where they were selling, I think, some beauty items or something like that, sort of a family business, but they were Christians, and she would kind of look at me, kind of scowl as she went by, and finally she was going to set me straight, and I got her to open the first one that says, God cannot lie.
Yeah.
And then she realized, hey, wait a minute, there's something to this. And I said, now, see, I've accomplished my goal. I've got you thinking.
Yeah.
Because most people don't think, well, there's nothing God can't do. Oh, wait a minute, he can't lie. Right. And I'll challenge kids, do you think it's possible to do something God can't do? And they'll be thinking, no. And I say, well, it's not necessarily a good thing. And then, of course, the second one is God can't change. Yeah. Which means yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he's always the same. And then the third thing, of course, which you lead people into, God can't lie, we do. God can't change, we need to be changed, because only God can change us. And then the third one is God cannot let sinners into heaven unless they're born again.
Yeah.
And that requires God changing us. And so it gives a great opportunity for people to admit, well, yeah, I guess I do things that God can't do. I lie. And then you could always point out there in Romans, or not Romans, in Revelation, where it says all liars have their part in the lake of fire. Yeah. And so that pretty much does it, because they admit that they're liars on the first one.
Yeah.
And when we get to the last one, you know, if they're willing to stay and listen, you can give them the gospel message.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of fun with that. I can't claim that as original. A friend of mine used that with Amazing Grace Mission. I had helped him out in the past with that. And so we it's not copywritten, so we kind of co-opted it for us.
I'm stealing it.
Go ahead. I had a deputy sheriff last year who stole it. I mean, not the display, but the idea, and shared it with their Bible study group, and they really liked it too. But Nancy, thanks for passing out those tracks, and we're coming up into a few minutes here, and I appreciate that. Appreciate your prayers, and I wanted to mention Nancy did call a few weeks ago. Remember, Nancy, when we were talking about would it be safe to go down there?
And yes, I remember that very well, because that was my main drawback.
Yeah, people were thinking Cleveland was going to burn.
Work out that, yeah.
And I didn't.
There was more law enforcement than there were protesters.
Yeah, and in fact,
I saw the TV clips.
Yeah, I remember telling people, well, it's not going to be the Pollyanna sort of belief that nothing will happen. It'll just be a love fest. But I don't think it's going to be Cleveland burning. And I thought it's going to be somewhere in between. But you know what? God surprised me.
Yeah.
It was almost a love fest. It really was. I mean,
it was a Pollyanna.
It
turned out beautifully.
The weather was even good. Did you notice that you were outside?
It got a little warm yesterday, but other than that, it was
you didn't
beautiful.
Have any rainstorms to contend with.
No. And it was gorgeous.
And I said, delegates that I talked to inside, they were just so impressed with Cleveland. They were so impressed, not just with the area, but with the people and how friendly people were. And I was thinking, I don't know if they ran into Brother Lutz outside with it. they really were impressed with how friendly people were in Cleveland, and just the different things around that they had seen, and they really enjoyed it. And some of the people from American Samoa, I saw some of the delegates in the hallway. And I thought the one guy looked Samoan. I came up and I said, excuse me, are you from American Samoa? And he yes, kind of like, you know, why do you ask? And I said, malo, amaioi, which is basically, hello, how are you doing in Samoan? And he smiled. He was shocked. And he goes, oh, man, we have appetite, which is fine, thank you. And he was impressed that somebody at the convention outside of their delegation. I said, well, I lived there for 4 years, and we knew some people in common. And he was able to get my number to the one lady that my wife and I knew on the floor, because I, at that point, couldn't get down there.
Yeah.
And my wife had a great conversation with her yesterday. But, you know, we're wrapping up here. We've got just under a minute left to go. And I want to thank people for praying. And I just want to praise God. I mean, this was a God thing this past week to see. I thought for sure today we'd be talking about, well, you know, we got through it. It could have been worse. But pray for those people who were hurt and injured and all that sort of stuff. But It was great. Pastor Lutz, thank you for being out on the streets with the John and Romans, the welcome package for the people. And you weren't the only one. Your church wasn't the only one. There were others out there, Cleveland Baptist, Lighthouse Baptist in Ashtabula.
Southwest, in Brunswick,
different ones were out there.
Yeah, I met somebody from Euclid.
Baptist Temple in Euclid. Yeah. And stay tuned for Pastor Rusnacko coming up next. Thanks to God for his blessings this past week. God bless. Join us next time.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.